Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to navigate this crazy world. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, we've all been there. That sinking feeling in your gut, the tightness in your chest, the replaying of what-ifs in our heads. Yeah, I'm talking about guilt and shame. Those sneaky little gremlins that love to weigh us down, making it harder to move forward. But here's the thing. We don't have to let them win. Today, we're diving deep into how to ditch those burdens and reclaim your peace of mind. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Brandon, easier said than done. And trust me, I get it. Guilt and shame can feel like these heavy chains that bind us to past mistakes. But the truth is, we have more power over them than we realize. It's all about shifting our mindset, learning from our experiences, and practicing self-compassion. So, let's break down some key takeaways that will help you start letting go. 1. Understanding the difference. First things first, it's crucial to recognize the distinction between guilt and shame. Guilt is about a specific action. I feel guilty for forgetting my friend's birthday. Shame, on the other hand, attacks your core identity. I am a bad person because I messed up. Seeing this difference can help us address each feeling with the right approach. 2. Acknowledge and accept. The first step to letting go is acknowledging those feelings. We can't just bury them under a rug and hope they disappear. Take a moment to sit with your guilt or shame, feel it, and name it. This doesn't mean you condone the action, it simply means you're facing it head on. 3. Learn from your mistakes. We all make mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of dwelling on the past, use those experiences as learning opportunities. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I do things differently next time? Remember, growth comes from our mistakes, not from letting them define us. 4. Practice self-compassion. This is huge, folks. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend who's struggling. We're all human, we all stumble. Forgive yourself, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. 5. Focus on action. Dwelling on guilt or shame won't change anything. Instead, channel that energy into taking positive action. What can you do to make amends? How can you move forward in a way that aligns with your values? Remember, it's not about erasing the past, it's about shaping your future. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of regret and self-criticism? You know that feeling when you keep replaying past events over and over again, beating yourself up for every little misstep? I get it, but let me tell you, holding on to those feelings only serves to drain your energy and hold you back from living your best life. Think about a time when you made a mistake, maybe you said something hurtful, or perhaps you didn't meet an expectation. Remember that feeling of guilt or shame? Now imagine that feeling lingering for weeks, months, even years. It can become this heavy weight, dragging you down and preventing you from moving forward. But here's the powerful part. You have a choice. You can choose to hold on to those feelings, letting them control your thoughts and actions, or you can choose to let go. You can choose to learn from your experience, forgive yourself, and move on with a lighter heart. So, what are some practical steps we can take? Start by acknowledging your feelings. Don't try to suppress them or pretend they don't exist. Take a few moments each day to reflect on your thoughts and emotions. Identify those triggers that bring up guilt or shame and start to challenge them. Remember, you're not defined by your mistakes. You are defined by how you learn and grow from them. Remember, folks, letting go of guilt and shame is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. But trust me, the freedom that comes with releasing those burdens is worth every step. So, what are you going to do today to start letting go? Take a deep breath, forgive yourself, and embrace the power of your present moment. Catch you in the next episode where we'll dive into another stoic mindset shift. Until then, remember to stay calm, keep striving, and never stop growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.